Morning IELTS Reading, Monday, June the 5th, 2017. Land of the Rising Sun. Japan has significantly better records in terms of average mathematical attainment than England and Wales. Large sample international comparisons of pupils' attainment since the 1960s have established that not only did Japanese pupils at age 13 had better scores of average attainment, but there was also a larger proportion of low attainers in England, where, incidentally, the variations in attainment scores was much greater. The percentage of gross national product spent on education is reasonably similar in the two countries, so how is this higher and more consistent attainment in maths achieved? Lower secondary schools in Japan cover 3 school years from the 7th grade, age 13, to the 9th grade, age 15. Virtually all pupils at this stage attend the state schools. Only 3% are in the private sector. Schools are usually modern in design, set well back from the road, and spacious inside. Classrooms are large and pupils sit at single desks in rows. Lessons last for a standardized 15 minutes and are always followed by a 10-minute break, which gives the pupils a chance to let off steam. Teachers begin with a formal address and mutual bowing and then concentrate on whole class teaching. Classes are large, usually about 40, and are on-streamed. Pupils stay in the same class for all lessons throughout the school and develop considerable class identity and loyalty. Pupils attend the school in their own neighborhood, which in theory removes ranking by school. In practice in Tokyo, because of the relative concentration of schools, there is some competition to get into the better school in a particular area. Traditional ways of teaching form the basis of the lesson, and the remarkably quiet classes take their own notes of the points made and the examples demonstrated. Everyone has had their own copy of the textbook supplied by the Central Education Authority, Monbusho, as part of the concept of free compulsory education up to the age of 15. The textbooks are, on the whole, small, presumably inexpensive to produce, but well set out and logically developed. One teacher was particularly keen to introduce color and the pictures into maths textbooks. He felt this would make them more accessible to pupils brought up in a cartoon culture. Besides approving textbooks, Monbusho also decides the highly centralized national curriculum and how it is to be delivered. Lessons all follow the same pattern. At the beginning, the pupils put solutions to the homework on the board, then the teachers comment, correct, and elaborate as necessary. Pupils mark their own homework. This is an important principle in Japanese schooling as it enables pupils to see where and why they made a mistake and so that they can be avoided in future. No one minds mistakes or ignorance as long as you are prepared to learn from them. After the homework has been discussed, the teacher explains the topic of the lesson, slowly and with a lot of repetition and elaboration. Examples are demonstrated on the board. Questions from the textbooks are worked through first with a class, and then the classes set questions from the textbooks to do individually. Only rarely are supplementary worksheets distributed in a maths class. The impression is that the logical nature of the textbooks and their comprehensive coverage of different types of examples, combined with the relative homogeneity of the class, renders worksheets unnecessary. At this point, the teacher would circulate and make sure that all pupils were coping well. It is remarkable that large, mixed-ability classes could be kept together for math throughout all their compulsory schooling from 6 to 15. Teachers say that they give individual help at the end of a lesson or after school, setting extra work if necessary. In observed lessons, any struggler would be assisted by the teacher or quietly seek help from other neighbor. Carefully fostered class identity makes people keen to help each other. Anyway, it is in their interest since the class progresses together. This scarcely seems adequate help to enable slow learners to keep up. However, the Japanese attitude towards education runs along the lines of, if you work hard enough, you can do almost anything. Parents are kept closely informed of their children's progress and will play a part in helping their children to keep up with class, sending them to juku, private evening tuition if extra help is needed, and encouraging them to work harder. It seems to work at least for 95% of the school population. So, what are the major contributing factors in the success of maths teaching? Clearly, attitudes are important. Education is valued greatly in Japanese culture. Maths is recognized as an important compulsory subject throughout schooling, and the emphasis is on hard work coupled with a focus on accuracy. Other relevant points relate to the supportive attitude of a class towards slower pupils, the lack of competition within a class, and the positive emphasis on learning for oneself and improving one's own standard. And the view of repetitively boring lessons and learning the facts by heart, which is sometimes quoted in relation to Japanese classes, may be unfair and unjustified. No poor math lessons were observed. They were mainly good, and one or two were quite inspirational.